Greetings, everybody. And in this audio, we're going to do a full Metta Bhavana practice. Metta Bhavana being cultivation of loving kindness for all beings. And before we do that, I just want to say a few words to help us focus on the section where we give loving kindness to the difficult person or the enemy. In the Metta Bhavana practice, one of the key things is that it's not abstract. This is not about giving loving kindness to all sentient beings, whoever they are, to start with. That's where we want to get to. That's the end of the practice. But we actually start the practice by going through four very specific people. And I really want to emphasize that this is about specific people. The reason being is it's easy to actually kind of get abstract and say, oh yes, of course I love all beings. But when we're faced with the reality of a specific person, we may actually feel a little differently. In fact, we usually do. And so in the practice, which is a very ancient practice, we go through loving kindness for ourselves, loving kindness for a friend, loving kindness for a neutral or unknown person, and loving kindness for a difficult person or an enemy. And each of these people have their own difficulties. It's not like it's easiest for ourselves and hardest for the enemy. Very often it's hardest for ourselves. So as we go through each step of the practice, we actually work on different aspects of why our natural tendencies are to love very conditionally. But what we actually want to do is to learn to love unconditionally. And in the final part, we work with a difficult person or an enemy. And one of the things that I'd like to recommend as you do this is you become very aware of where your edges are, where you can currently feel loving kindness, and where things are just a little bit beyond where you can be. This is a lifetime practice. It's not something that you just do once or just do for one weekend or even just for 1 month. And then when you're done that, yes, you have loving kindness for all beings. For most of us who are sat on the wrong side of enlightenment, it's actually very difficult. And as we go through life, different people become difficult, and we have to work with different individuals and different specifics as we go through. And so don't expect to, on day one, to be able to take some horrific mass murderer and feel loving kindness for them. Because basically, that's probably going to be outside your edge. It's going to be outside of where you can currently move to. Now, that's not to say that we don't want to get there eventually, because in fact, in the end, we really do want to be able to give loving kindness for even the most heinous murderers. But for most of us, we're not there yet. We don't fully appreciate, we don't fully understand what true unconditional love is like. And that's why we do the practice. And that's why for many people in this world, loving kindness practice or Metta Bhavana is a lifelong practice, something they do for the whole of their lives. So what I'd recommend you do as you choose a person, choose somebody who does give you some difficulty, somebody who is a little bit difficult, but not somebody who's so difficult you can't even start the practice. And again, as you get deeper into the practice, as you do more and more of this, then yes, you'll be able to expand that. You'll be able to include people who maybe you couldn't include before. One of the things that I always am in amazement at is when I hear His Holiness the Dalai Lama talk about the Chinese authorities, and he talks about them with love. And yet these are the same people who have abused and tortured his people over the decades, and yet he still finds a way to treat them with loving kindness, to talk of them with loving kindness. And that's where we'd like to get to. But for most of us, that's not where we are today. So as you do this practice, and I hope you will work through the practice, as we do the enemy, choose somebody who, yeah, is difficult, but maybe not so difficult that you're going to not be able to at least make some progress with the practice. Make it a specific person. Don't do it arbitrarily. And as you bring that person to mind, make sure that you're truly beginning to feel feelings of unconditional love for them, despite how you might feel about them right now. So if you sit comfortably now to do the practice will start after the bell. We start our meditation by taking a moment to let go of the things that have been on our minds today. The good stuff, the not so good stuff. The thought of the week ahead, the memories of the week gone by. Recognizing that some of those things are important and some of those things are really not so important. But for now, just letting go of them all and giving ourselves the gift of being here to meditate. And becoming aware of the sounds around us, sound of the traffic in the street, sound of the heating system, sound of our friends about us. And just being aware and completely accepting of all those sounds. And now turning your attention to the place where the weight of your body presses down through the cushion and the mat. Noticing the sensation of pressure on your feet, ankles, legs, knees, backsides. And aware that as your body presses downwards, so the cushion and the mat are pressing back upwards to support you here. Beneath them, the studio floor, the foundations, and ultimately the earth beneath us are all pressing back upwards to support us in this place. And taking a moment to feel that connection with the earth, the same earth that we share with billions of other people, trillions of other creatures. And from that connection with the earth, noticing your pelvis and your spine arising from your pelvis. And taking a moment to lengthen and straighten your spine. Maybe moving gently side to side, backwards and forwards, until you find the place where your body is naturally supported by your spine. And similarly with your neck and your head, lengthening and straightening your neck, gently moving your head, till you find the place where your head is naturally supported by your neck. And as your body calms, allowing your mind to calm also. Not fighting with your thoughts, not trying to suppress them, but instead, when a thought arises, just acknowledging it and letting go.
And now becoming aware of your breath. Noticing the depth and the quality of your breathing. Noticing the sensations in the whole of your body as you breathe. And allowing your mind to rest gently on your breath, just in gentle awareness of the process of your breathing. And using the breath as a place you can return to if you become distracted, just very gently returning your mind to awareness of the breath. And now very gently bring to mind a time in the past where you felt good about yourself and good about your place in the world. Maybe it was a time recently. Maybe it was a time many, many years ago. But whenever it was, bring that time to mind. And remember what it was like when you felt good about your own place and how things were going for you. And as you recall that time, start feeling feelings of love for yourself, of loving kindness, of goodwill, friendliness. And allow those feelings of loving kindness for yourself to deepen and to grow. And as you allow those feelings of loving kindness for yourself to grow, remind yourself that true loving kindness is not conditional. It doesn't depend on things going well for you. It doesn't depend on you doing the right things. And so start feeling those same feelings of loving kindness for yourself right now in this moment, regardless of how you feel about your life at the moment, regardless of whether you're feeling good and positive or whether you're feeling low. But feel those unconditional feelings of love for yourself right now in this moment. And again, allow those feelings to deepen and to grow. And if you find it helps, recite the mantra, "May I be well, may I be happy, may I be free from suffering." May I be well, may I be happy, may I be free from suffering. And now bring to mind a friend, someone who you find easy to like. And as you bring that person to mind, start feeling those same feelings of loving kindness for them. Allowing your feelings of love, goodwill, friendliness, loving kindness to deepen for that person. And again, if you find it useful, repeat the mantra, may you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering. May you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering. And now bring to mind a neutral person, someone whose face you would recognize. Maybe you know their first name, but who you know very little about. Maybe it's somebody you pass on the way to work. Maybe somebody who works at the checkout of the grocery store. Whoever it is, bring that person to mind and wish them to be well, happy, and free from suffering. And allow feelings of loving kindness for that person to deepen and to grow, not knowing if that's a person who you'd naturally like if you knew more about them, not knowing whether you would approve or disapprove of what they did. But just recognizing that, like you, they suffer and they wish to be happy. And so unconditionally, feel feelings of love for that person. And now bring to mind a difficult person, someone who you find hard to like. Maybe it's somebody who you feel has hurt you in the past. Maybe it's somebody who's giving you problems in your life right now. Maybe it's just somebody who you can't warm to and can't like. But whoever it is, bring that person to mind. And again, recognizing that like you, they suffer, and like you, they wish to be happy. Wish them to be well, happy, and free from suffering. Feel feelings of loving kindness for them, unconditionally, not based on your feelings about them, but based on your wish for all beings to be happy. And allow those feelings of love, of loving kindness, to deepen and to grow for that person. And again, if you wish, using the mantra, may you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering. And now imagine that the four of you were here in the studio tonight. Yourself, the friend, the neutral person, and the difficult person. And as you visualize the four of you standing together, Feel feelings of loving kindness for all four of you. And as you visit each of the four of you with loving kindness, notice any differences, any feelings of difficulty between each of the four of you. And start to equalize the feeling so that for your feeling of loving kindness for yourself, who you know so well, becomes the same as the feeling of loving kindness you feel for the neutral person who you hardly know at all. And the feeling for the friend who you find easy to like becomes the same as the feeling of loving kindness for the difficult person who you find hard to like. And just allow those feelings of loving kindness to equalize so that it becomes truly unconditional. And now take that feeling of love and feel it for all of the people who are in this studio this evening. Some of whom you may know well, some of whom you may not know at all. But feel feelings of loving kindness for everybody here this evening. And now expand outwards to include everybody who lives in this area of Camas, Vancouver, Washougal. Some of whom you may know well, but many of whom you don't know and have never met. We're feeling feelings of loving kindness for everybody who lives in this area. And now expand outwards to the south to include Portland and all of the Portland metro area. All 1.5 million people, some of whom you know, but most of whom you've never met and you don't know. But again, unconditionally, feeling feelings of love for every single person. And now expanding out north, up through Olympia, through Seattle, all the way to the Canadian border, and out to the west, across the coastal range, and out to the coast. and out to the east along the gorge and out through to Idaho. And south, down through Eugene, down to the border with California. Until you've included the whole of this Pacific Northwest. I'm wishing everybody in this area to be well, happy, and free from suffering. And continuing out north through Canada and Alaska, east across the Midwest and out to the East Coast, south down through California, until you've included everyone in North America. And you're wishing every single person to be well, happy, and free from suffering. Feeling feelings of loving kindness for every single person. And continuing west, crossing the Pacific, east, crossing the Atlantic, south down through Central and South America, north across the pole, south across the pole, and wrapping round the whole of this earth until you've included every continent and every person on every continent of this world. I'm wishing every person on this earth to be well, happy, and free from suffering. Feeling feelings of unconditional love for every single person on this planet. And now expanding outwards into the universe. Not knowing if there are other sentient beings out there in the universe, but telling yourself that if they are, and if they know suffering, that you would wish them to be happy and free from that suffering. And expanding out until you have a loving heart that can completely encompass this universe. That's big enough to have love for all sentient beings, both in this world and in the universe itself. And feeling for a moment what it feels like to have a heart that is that big, that inclusive, and that loving, that it can love all beings in this universe. And now very gently, without letting go of that feeling of having a heart the size of this universe, return your awareness to being here in the studio with a group of friends. And now we'll dedicate the merit. May all beings, without limit, without end, have a share in the merit just now made, and in whatever other merit I have made. May they attain liberation, and their radiant hopes be fulfilled.